Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
There's a problem with using dating apps for people my age, because most people my age are not very good looking. We've peaked. You know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I would see a guy and I'd think, boy, I'd like my kids to look like that. Now I see a guy my age and I think, I don't want anyone to look like that. I don't want him to look like that.
Thursday, December 11th, 2025. It's the wake up call with Gavin, Katie, and look who's back.
Yay!
It's Kevin!
Yay! I'm back.
Yay! Hi. He's back.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And some people doubted you'd ever return.
Oh, I doubted myself I was ever going to return.
We weren't sure you were going to pull through.
Right, yeah. But look at you, thriving. Barely. You sound fine. You sound great.
Yes.
That's great.
Did you miss us?
I couldn't really think of anything besides getting better.
Wow.
How bad was it?
The cough was so nasty. Like, you know when you have that really bad cough that it just, like, hurts your throat and you can only eat soup?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Okay.
I hated it.
Well, yeah, nobody loves it.
Well, good. We're glad you're back. What'd you do?
I drank a lot of tea, honey, had soups for, like, 3-4 days in a row.
Yeah.
I'm tired of soups.
Now, you have a big full house, right?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. So the house was empty during the day. You could rest and stuff like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
It was great.
Did you all catch up on TV?
Yes, I did. I watched a whole series of Vince Staples. It's like a docuseries, but he's the star. And then I also caught up on my Dancing
You're
with the Stars.
Hold on. You're saying all the stuff like we know who Vince Staples is.
He's a rapper.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he has his own sitcom
called
Vince Staples Show.
Okay.
The Vince Staples Show. Uh-huh. What is the story about there?
The story is he is a rapper, okay?
Yep.
But he still lives like a normal life in his hometown of the beach.
His hometown of the beach. Okay.
I just saw it on Netflix and I was like, huh, might as well. I watched too many Christmas movies.
And is he like a successful rapper that still has decided
he's the same rapper he is now.
Okay.
So some people know him, some people don't. And it's kind of like he's like a CBB star.
Okay.
It's
Could
pretty
he
funny.
Live not in his hometown of the beach? Like, is this a
I haven't
choice?
Gotten that far.
So
actually, okay.
We're making fun of Kevin for saying his hometown of the beach.
Yeah.
I have the official synopsis right here. Kind of famous and sort of rich rapper actor Vince Staples navigates the challenges of everyday life in his hometown of the beach.
See? Fun.
Is that a real place?
Yes.
The beach. All right. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're back.
You said it is a docuseries. It's not a sitcom.
Half-half.
How does somebody that I've never heard of get a show? Is that where we're at now with entertainment?
I feel like there are lots of people you've never heard of that have
the
shows.
Beach
about themselves?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess reality show people. This isn't a reality show.
Is it reality show?
It's real.
So it's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's fun. You guys should watch it.
I feel like I'm good.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Gavin's 12 Old Stamps of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 7.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This phone scam has me calling a manager of a hotel in the area from her husband. He requested it. And I'm calling to say that I stayed there, but I was very disappointed because I saw a lot of adult toys just left all over the room. Or did I? Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Caitlin. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for the manager.
This is the manager.
Hi, my name is Raul, and I was staying there recently, and I just wanted to file a complaint.
Okay, what's the problem, Raul?
So, everything about my room was adequate, but I was very disappointed in, I don't know, the cleaning staff got to the room. It seemed like they did, but there were toys left in the room. I'm very uncomfortable talking about that. They were not children's toys, but like pleasure toys, adult toys.
So Raul, are we talking about, just so I can get this down accurately, we're talking about when you checked in?
When I got to
like
the room
wasn't fully clean.
Yes, okay. My first time in the room. Yes, I kept finding more and more adult toys. I would like it. I'm just letting you know. Basically, I'm just letting you know.
Can you? Where exactly? So you walk in. Just to walk me through it. Where these toys were?
Well, okay. So the first one that I noticed right away was on the nightstand, mm-hmm. And it looked like a remote control for a TV.
That is not an adult toy. That is our remote control. So
How do we know?
Because I know what our remote control looks like. And if you're talking about something that looks like a remote control, it does have kind of a curve to
Okay, so maybe that was a mistake then. But you could totally understand how I could have made that mistake, right?
Did you try to use the remote to turn on the TV? Because that's definitely the remote control. Did you watch TV?
I am not touching that thing. No.
Okay, it's just a remote control, sir. So what other issues do you think the room had? What other?
Okay, well, when I got to the bathroom, there were little bottles of just everywhere.
No, sir. That's shampoo, conditioner, body lotion.
Well, but
you should have had a vanity kit in there too.
Again, though, how do we? Are you sure?
Because it literally says shampoo, conditioner, body lotion. So,
All right, so you're telling me that I'm wrong. That I don't know what these things are.
I'm not saying you're wrong, sir. I think you.
Okay, so you're telling me that I'm right.
Misperceived. No, you are correct that those items were in there.
I'm correct. Okay. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's just that's not. I think you thought they were something they're not. And our design is, you know, it's a little more, everything's a little more curved.
Hey. I don't know what kind of pervert you usually talk to, but I'm not one of them. Okay. I found another one in a little velvet sack under the sink. And it plugs into the wall.
Yeah,
this was an electrical one.
That's a hairdryer.
No hairdryer like that I've ever seen.
What I'd love to do is offer you a free night whenever you'd like.
I am not coming back there to your little sex dungeon. No, absolutely not.
This is the. We don't do things like that. If you would like to have a free night of your choice, I will personally walk you into the room. Show you how to use.
I am not falling for this. Absolutely not. What do you think? I was born yesterday? You don't think that I can see a trap when I see a trap? I'll become your little slave.
I'm manning the front desk and I have guests that I need to check in.
Well, tell them. Put me on the phone with them.
Okay. If you would like to give me your name and the night you stayed with us, I will send you a credit for a free room.
Can you hear me? Dungeon for I'm all flustered. Can they hear me?
Now.
Hello? Are you still there? Hello? Caitlin?
Hello.
Yes. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And your husband.
Gavin, I'm going to kill you.
He sent me an email. Your husband. Kill your husband.
Does he know that I'm literally working right now? Is he on the phone?
No, he's not. But he did know that you were working right now.
Well, you can tell him I'll send him the free room. A free room because he's not sleeping at home tonight. Oh my god. Y'all are ridiculous.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so we all know this song, and some of us might even be sick of it already. I am not one of those people. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas came in number one on this list of greatest Christmas songs of all time. Cool. I mean, I think this one's kind of universally loved. It doesn't matter who you are, what kind of music you listen to. This song is a bop. That's why we pay Mariah Carey our blood toll every year of about $5 million so that we get to enjoy it. However, after this song, this list completely falls apart.
Oh.
Coming in at number three on this list is one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time.
Okay.
What's the song? It's a song called Fairy Tale of New York.
I've never heard of
it. Most people have never heard this song before. When I was in college, my band performed this song. This is not the original, but this is a cover that Vance Joy did of this song. I did a version that was a lot harder than this in college. Eve, but the whole song,
what? In the drunk
tank. It's a song about two people who fall in love one Christmas, and then by the next Christmas they're broken up because they're both junkies. Okay.
Oh my god! Why do you like this song?
I just love it. I've always loved this song since I was like a kid. I thought this song was great.
That's really weird.
It's very catchy.
Is supposed to be happy?
Is this catchy?
No, it's not a happy song.
What's the catchy part?
It's the fact that showed up as number three means that this is not a good list.
Yeah.
Number two on this list is Last Christmas by Wham. I hate this song.
Really?
I absolutely hate this song.
I feel like it's a classic.
It's this one.
I love this song. This is fun.
It's so easy to sing along to.
What's funny about this is you take out the junkie part, it's almost the same story as the last one. It just has a gayer sound to it.
I don't know what this song is about, to be honest.
It's kind of about the same thing. about a couple who falls in love one Christmas. The next Christmas, they're not together anymore. There's no song on this list, for the most part, that is like an old classic song. Like, what do you think are some of the best Christmas songs of all time? 916-909-1065. Kiara, are you there?
Yes,
hi. Hi. What do you think should be on this list?
I really like the song Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson.
That's a good one.
Is that Santa, can you something?
This one.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, makes a move. Makes a move.
That's a really good one, Kiara. That one should be on the list, no doubt. But again, it's a contemporary song, you know?
So? Oh, you're saying because it's not an oldie.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to say Nat Cole's The Christmas Song.
Wow, I didn't know you knew him that well. You just call him Nat Cole.
What do you call him?
Nat King Cole.
Oh.
I've never heard of her.
You never heard of her?
Him. Okay, Cole, yeah.
Which one?
The Christmas Song.
The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting.
This, I've heard that one.
This is a classic.
I mean, it's, oh, listen to the violins. You're going to go start.
And you're coming to me being like, does this song pick up? This one doesn't pick up. This song sounds like a warm fire.
Yes, yes.
It sounds like a blanket, you know? Kevin, what would you put on this list?
Old or new?
That's what I'm saying.
I like Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Okay, it's funny that you say that. Santa Tell Me on this trash list that was put out came in at number 4.
Doesn't sound so trash now.
I mean, I still think it does.
Oh, yes! Yes!
This is a good one, too.
Santa Tell Me if he really cares.
Yes!
So are we getting to a point where contemporary songs, like newer songs, are going to start kicking out some of the older classics, like Katie's best friend, Nat Cole? Like,
Gavin, he only had one eye.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Nat King Cole?
Yeah.
Only had one eye?
Yep.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes, I am. I am Sammy Davis Jr.
I mean, I think I would be remiss if I didn't put this on my list. I think this is the number one Christmas song of all time. It's just...
It does get the people going.
It's the most wonderful time. Yes. Okay.
Like, I feel like it's not a Target commercial unless I see somebody throwing a snowball to this song.
Yeah.
You know?
So, to answer your question, are contemporary songs, isn't that just the normal evolution of life, though? Like, isn't that what has happened for every genre of music?
Like, this is Bing Crosby. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
This is not one of my favorites.
But this is, a lot of people know this song.
Well, they know it. To look a
lot like this song's almost 100 years old.
Sounds like it.
Do we think that the reason that contemporary songs are starting, or that the older songs have stuck around for so long, is because there aren't a lot of like new Christmas songs being made? Like brand new Christmas albums. Every song is new.
I feel like there's so much new Christmas stuff.
Really?
And I feel like it's just people trying to make fetch happen. Like,
yeah. What is the fetch? Christmas?
Trying to make a new Christmas song.
They're trying to be like Mariah Carey.
To get that every year.
But why wouldn't you make a new Christmas song? We're just supposed to never make new Christmas songs?
No, I guess we can. I just, like...
It's like they're songs that you don't want to touch because they're so good already.
Let me tell you something. If two junkies don't break up this Christmas, I will scream false advertising.
All right, so you would put that one as one of the worst ones you've ever heard, even though you heard 5 seconds of it.
I've never heard it. It's doing nothing for me.
Then that leads to what I want to do next, because we're out of time for the best Christmas songs.
Okay.
So coming up, I want to talk about the worst Christmas songs.
Okay.
916-909-1065. Call us, text us, and we're going to play it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We were talking about this terrible list of the top 20 best Christmas songs that came out, which got us onto the conversation now of what are the worst Christmas songs of all time. 916-909-1065. Now, we're going to start off with one that showed up over and over again. Ooh. And that is Christmas Shoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So bad.
I mean, this is arguably the worst, not just Christmas song, worst song.
It's so emotionally manipulative. The singer's not good.
No. If you don't know this song, it's a Christmas song about a little boy who tries to buy his dying mother some shoes.
Yeah.
So that she has nice shoes for when she dies and meets Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
Obviously, you get it. It's an awful song, and I'm glad that all of you agree. We could devote 5 minutes to just dissecting how awful this song is.
Yeah.
Okay. But I want to move on to some other songs that we have on here. Now, I may not have all of these songs. I'll do the best that I possibly can. But good morning, Nick. All right. So what song do you want to have on here?
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Me by Stevie Wonder.
I do not have that song, and I've never even heard that song. Like, Stevie
it's
Wonder,
creepy.
He gave us,
Stevie's given us so much.
He's given us so much.
It's just really creepy.
What's it about?
Yeah.
It's just like, it starts with, I have a lovely light on the star upon your tree. Something just talking about kids look at me, I'm all alone up here as the star.
Oh my God.
The song is about the star, like
that's
first
so
person.
Sad.
Yeah, it's about like,
oh, he left the Milky Way
to be the star on a tree.
That's so sad.
Okay,
you know what? Let's hold Stevie with this one.
Someday at Christmas.
What Christmas means to me.
This one's just, Someday at Christmas is also so good from Stevie.
Someday at Christmas? I don't think I know that one.
Oh, this one's so good too.
This is the one that I want to hold in my heart.
That's is Stevie?
Yeah, that was Stevie Wonder. What is this one?
Oh, this one's very sweet.
It's just so, it's slow. Is
it
slow?
Okay, we can have slow Christmas songs.
I don't like slow.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
What is this one about? What part of the tree?
I think everybody's going to find peace or something.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, I do know this song.
Yeah, like
Christmas. Yeah.
Someday at Christmas. I mean, this isn't Stevie Wonder. This is not Stevie Wonder, but
he did this song with somebody else, this version of it. I know that. Yeah. I know that song. Okay, so let's hold on to the good Stevie Wonder Christmas songs, not the one that he wrote.
We're going to let that one go.
From the first perspective of an ornament, let's see what else we have out here on text messages. A lot of people saying Dominic the Donkey. I'm not happy about that one.
Whoa. Hey, we know that's a dumb song.
Somebody put, a lot of people have been texting this one in, and you guys are not going to like this one.
Oh.
Because I hate this one, too.
What is it? This was going to be mine.
What's this one?
Santa Baby. Oh, no, I like Santa Baby.
I love Santa Baby.
Hate this.
Can
we
not? That one?
Santa Baby.
Yeah, I love this one. Why do people hate this?
Under the tree.
The whole song is just like, what a princess. Just like,
I love
who cares? Gavin, it's a song. Relax.
Materialistic.
Gavin. Terrible. One of your favorite Christmas songs is about two junkies that fall in love. You don't get to be the person that criticizes this song for altruistic purposes.
I do. You're the one that says it's just a song.
No, so, I know.
You said, what does it matter what the song's about?
Because your song, I just don't like the way it sounds.
This one's one we can probably all agree on, this one. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yes, it is horrifically good, but bad. The lyrics are bad.
It's
but
terrible.
You like this song?
I don't like it.
It feels like it was made on a Casio keyboard.
I agree.
By a reindeer.
You like it?
I don't like it because of the message, but the beat is fun.
You're trash.
You just at least have to play it once at a Christmas party, you know?
Do not play this at my Christmas party. You will be I'll take your aux cord.
Come on.
This seems like a song that was written before we knew what comedy was.
This feels very Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. Yes.
This is very Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes. Okay. I totally agree.
I'm going to say mine is going to be, and I think for obvious reasons, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh,
the
sure.
The original, the OG version.
Yeah,
it's
a
real sexual salty.
It's pretty.
It's a lot of
problematic.
Hey, come drink too much. Don't go. I know they're gonna be looking for you, but you can't. Right? You can't go. Don't go.
Yeah, I mean,
stranger danger.
Especially the line.
I don't think it's a stranger. I think it's date rape.
God.
Sorry.
I mean, there is a line. Hey, what's in this drink?
Yeah.
Anyway, keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
So prison breaks, I would say like 9.9 times out of 10, are about people breaking out of prison. But there's that 0.10 where people are breaking in. Why would anybody break into prison? Well, Katie's got the details.
Well, it's not so much a person.
Right.
As a device.
Ooh.
In South Carolina, Department of Corrections discovered raw steak, crab legs, Old Bay seasoning, weed and cigarettes that had been flown into the yard by a drone.
What a party! What a party! First of all, those inmates are keto. And right. I love that.
I'm sure in prison they have enough carbs. They probably could fill in the gaps there. Now, I don't love the way that the prison spokeswoman is handling this. She posted it to the prison's Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Right. And she said, seems some folks were planning an early holiday Old Bay crab boil and steak dinner along with marijuana and cigarettes. Then did hashtag contraband Christmas.
Huh.
Then said, I'm guessing the inmates who were expecting the package are probably a little crabby.
Okay. First of all, don't be cute.
Right.
Second of all, not bad. Okay. And a third, I feel like if you're a prison and you're making official statements of from the prison, you shouldn't like have fun with
no,
stuff.
No, it should not be cutesy.
You should be serious all the time. I want you serious all the time.
It should not be cutesy Christy.
Right. Is that her name?
Yeah. And you know what? It's Christy with an I at the end of it.
Oh, she's a wild card.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I do have to admit that getting a steak and crab legs in Old Bay sounds like a real good time.
Well, sure, especially if you've been in prison.
Yeah.
But I mean, the drone packages, I mean, these are happening all the time.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
How are they planning to pull this off? Have you ever heard a drone? Like,
they are very loud.
Okay. Clearly, somebody's never been to prison. Okay.
You got me again.
Okay, so here's what they do. Because actually, some people got busted here locally. I want to say Folsom Prison.
Here?
Yep.
With the drone thing?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. So what they do is they dress in camo. The people that are operating the drone.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they fly the drone in, and sometimes they'll drop stuff on rooftops.
Yeah.
So it's not just laying in the yard and anybody could pick it up.
Okay.
But they often do it in the evening or at night where there are fewer people outside to hear it.
Okay.
Or even see it.
Okay.
So that's how they're doing it.
But wait, aren't there if movies have taught me anything.
Right.
There's your yard.
Yeah.
Okay, prison term. And then there's guards, right, that are overlooking the yard.
Well, if there's nobody in the yard, what are you watching?
Drones.
Well.
I mean, anything. I mean, what if somebody is trying to dig out of prison?
They can't be looking at everything, Gavin. They can't keep an eye on everything.
Do you hear what you're saying?
No.
This is real Christy running the Facebook energy. Another prison break from this prison in South Carolina. Christy hops on there. Well, how can we watch every inch of the prison?
Gavin, there are people that shank other people.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes they know about that.
So if you could do that.
They stop it.
I know that. Well, they're stopping this. Let me tell you something. This must have been a hefty drone.
It must have been.
Because
that's heavy.
When I say crab legs, I mean 24 king crab legs.
That's
the length of my forearm at least.
How
about huge? Oh, that's the weed. Oh, it's a lot of marijuana.
Like bricks of marijuana?
I mean,
do
it
they
is,
say how much?
Why are you so interested?
I just want to know how heavy it was. We're trying to figure out how heavy a drone can carry all this food.
That's right. Kevin's trying to solve a crime here.
God. Okay.
An entire box of cigarettes.
Okay.
The
steak's probably the heaviest part, I'd guess.
I don't think
right?
so. The steak is the smallest thing in here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who wants the steak when you've got crab legs and weed?
Right.
Man, people are crazy. Who knew that drones were such a problem for prisons?
They are. It's a big problem. Ask Christy.
And if a drone can do that, it's just a matter of time before a drone can pick somebody up like Tinkerbell and just fly them right out of the prison.
You know what? Christy would probably post about this on Facebook and say something like, I don't want to drone on and on about it. But, yeah. We've got a lot of stake in the game.
Sorry to airlift your spirits during the holiday season. Yeah, she probably had like a whole little notebook of puns she was working on.
And then like she'd look at her list, she'd, that's not gonna work, and she'd scratch it out, be like, this one's gonna get him.
Marty, come in here for a second.
Come here.
And Marty goes, what, Christy?
Hold on, who is Marty to Christy?
He's just the other guy who works in PR.
Okay.
And he hates her.
Yeah.
Okay, he's 25 years younger.
Yeah.
Okay, knows how unprofessional she is. What, Christy? And she goes, just what do you think about this? Okay. It's not that we don't condone Santa flying around on Christmas Eve, but if he's using a drone, we're gonna take it. And Marty just goes, puts his face in his hands and just goes, Christy, I'm going to change the password. I'm going to change the password and lock you out of it. You can't do that. I know I'm not allowed to, but I feel like it's for everybody's, it's for everybody's best.
Yeah.
They're getting worse.
The giggles about prison.
They're getting worse.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot is Kevin's favorite number. No, it's not 6-7. It's 420. Are you smarter than Katie? We've never figured out why.
No.
Either.
It's a random favorite number.
Yeah, just...
Him either. Yes?
I don't think Kevin knows about the new bit you're doing.
Oh.
What's the new bit?
Okay, well, let me explain it to you. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Donna.
Madonna, you are caller 17. Congratulations. Fun fact about Donna, Kevin.
Oh.
She invents shapes.
Is this the new bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gives you a peek behind the curtain on every single caller. Yep. Stuff you just wouldn't know.
Kay's leaving the studio right now. And Donna, the jackpot, like I said, is $420. Win or lose, though, we're going to hook you up with some passes to the New Year's Eve party at Hard Rock Casino. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many Katie gets right. Are you ready to play?
Yes,
All right, bringing it. Okay, question one. The University of Michigan suddenly fired their head coach, Sharon Moore, even though they're playing in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Eve. The reason was for having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. But the breaking news this morning is that Moore was arrested for assault and battery on that staffer. Oh boy. Michigan's mascot nickname is what?
A beaver.
Question two. Comedian Andy Dick almost died yesterday from what seemed like a drug overdose. Video surfaced of people rushing to his aid as he was on the street, slumped over and unresponsive before rushing to the ER. Yikes. Andy Dick was on a hit sitcom called News Radio with what now famous podcaster?
Joe Rogan.
Question four. Question three. Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve announced their headliner, and it's 81-year-old Diana Ross. She will perform alongside Post Malone, Chappell Roan, and many others. What R&B group was Diana Ross part of?
The Supremes.
Question four. Sharon Osbourne has revealed what Ozzy's final words were. She said he woke her up at 4 a.m., asked for a kiss, and then said to her, hug me tight, before passing away 20 minutes later. Is that not tear-jerking? Oh, my gosh. How many kids do Sharon and Ozzy have together?
Three.
And question five, Real Housewife Jen Shah was released from prison early yesterday after only serving 33 months for her massive fraud scam that she pled guilty to. If she was sentenced to 6.5 years, how many months is that?
78 months.
All right, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Donna, what is it that you do for a living?
I'm a math teacher.
You're a math teacher for
What
grade level?
Junior high.
Junior
oh,
high.
God.
Do you want to say what school?
No.
All right. Okay. That's fine. I respect that. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. And Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. University of Michigan suddenly fired their head coach, Sharon Moore, even though they have to play in the Citrus Bowl still.
Yeah.
Did you see this story?
Oh, yeah.
So it was because he had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. The breaking news this morning is...
Oh, I think it came out last night.
Or did it come out last
night?
Yeah. He was arrested for assault and battery.
Against his wife.
Oh, it was against his wife, not the staffer?
I believe it was against his wife.
Ugh.
And I think he threatened other, like, staff members. And I think he pulled a knife on her or
oh,
something.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
Jeez.
Michigan's mascot nickname is what?
The Wolverines?
Yes. Fun fact about Michigan, they're one of the only colleges that doesn't have, like, an official mascot costume.
Oh.
Yeah. Question two. Comedian and your best friend, Andy Dick.
Oh, I do have his phone number.
Almost died yesterday. You should give him a call, see how he's doing. From a seemingly drug overdose, he, the video shows people rushing to his aid as he's slumped over and unresponsive. He's okay, he's gonna live. They took him to the ER. Andy Dick was on the show News Radio with what famous podcaster?
Joe Rogan. And Andy Dick, since this incident, has said, you know, I do a little crack now and then.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Question three. Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve announced their headliner is 81-year-old Diana Ross, and she's going to perform alongside Post Malone, Chappell Roan, and many others. What R&B group was Diana Ross part of?
The Supremes.
Yep. The Supremes. Question four. Sharon Osbourne revealed what Ozzy's final words were. This story makes me tear up. She said he woke her up at 4 in the morning. He asked for a kiss and then said to her, hug me tight, before passing away 20 minutes later. How many kids do the two of them have?
Two kids. What?
They have three kids.
What?
There's three kids. There's the one that, like, was barely part of the show.
Oh, the girl.
Yeah. Jack Kelly and girl.
And going back, it might not have been. He might not have pulled a knife on his wife. He might have pulled the knife on that other woman.
It might have been the staffer. I thought I read it was the staffer, but I wasn't sure.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I got it wrong.
That story's crazy, though. Oh, yeah, yeah. Question five. Real Housewife and your best friend, Jen Shah.
She is not my best friend.
She was released from prison early yesterday.
Yep.
So congratulations to her. After only serving 33 months for her massive fraud scam that she pled guilty to.
Against the elderly, no
Against
less.
The elderly.
Yeah.
If she was sentenced to 6.5 years, how many months is that?
6.5 years. Okay. Okay, don't say anything, please.
Three?
No! You're going too fast!
Two?
Six, seven, eight.
One.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, eight, 88.
You need an answer. So close.
Was it 86?
78.
Oh, that's not even close at all.
Oh, okay. Well, you got one of the numbers right. All right. Donna, are you there?
Sure, I'm here.
Final score. You're the math teacher. How many did you get right?
Four.
How many did Katie get right?
Three.
Katie loses. Yeah.
Wow. The day I come back.
Wow.
All over an Osbourne kid.
Wow, now, to be fair, Donna is a math teacher.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Prayers up. Prayers up to Ozzy.
Donna, congratulations. Right before Christmas, $420 going into your handbook.
Thank you.
You got it.
So
and
much.
We also are giving you those passes to the New Year's Eve party at the Hard Rock Casino. where they're going to have a Bruno Mars cover band. And our boss, DJ Complex, is going to be on the ones and twos. Request a song. He loves that.
No, he doesn't.
And if he, if he doesn't play it, just go back up and request it.
Just be like, I don't think maybe you didn't hear me. I said I want to hear LMFAO.
Yes.
Okay. Stay on hold. We have to get your information. Oh, and do you know what to tell us?
I'm smarter than Katie.
That's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just a second, but we got there.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I'm sure you're on top of this. I'm sure you were very excited. You probably watched every second of it. The Excel World Championship was held in Vegas.
The what?
Excel World Championship.
Okay.
I gotta be honest. I've never used Excel. So I'm not an organized person in any aspect of my life.
Okay.
And two, I'm just not an office worker. I come up with what kind of national holiday is it today?
Yeah.
And isn't it funny that, you know, Katie's
burping. Katie's always funny.
Yeah. Katie's always funny. So I don't ever use Excel. I have no experience with it. I'm not sure how you compete in Excel, but they did it.
Okay.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous.
Sure.
However, the internet has grabbed onto something and pointed out that whoever it was that made the theme song for the Excel World Championship is a musical god and created something that slaps so hard. I'm only going to play you a sample of it.
Okay.
There are lyrics at the beginning and then the rest goes into just like an amazing instrumental.
Okay.
This is the theme song that was created for the Excel World Championship in Las Vegas.
It's the Excel World Championship. Who is going?
God, it's like Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right? It's like Karate Kid. It's like, oh my God, this is a montage. I want people to be whipping computer mouses around.
Yeah, yeah, training with their mouths. Do they throw it down? Like, I can't do it.
I want to see somebody try to make an Excel spreadsheet and just go, God, no!
Yeah.
And then the opponent, I don't know, just gets up and just goes,
Or late night, they sit down with a cup of coffee, rub their eyes.
Yep. Or the ref right over their shoulder being like, no, blow the whistle, throw a flag. You know,
yes.
Is that not just like the catchiest song?
I love that somebody was hired to make that.
Me too.
And I'm sad that somebody wasn't me.
Do you think you could have done better? I don't think you could have done better. You would have made it a slow jam or something like that.
I would have made it a rap.
You're right. No, no, it had.
It's the XL World Championship. Who's gonna win? It's the XL World Championship. Who's going in?
God, I cannot get enough of that. So anyway, like I want that to brighten your day so much. The full version's on YouTube.
The best part is that playing for people that are like really into Excel, who I just assume are very quiet people.
They got to be, right?
Yeah. Although I will say my Uncle John is so good at Excel.
How are you good at it? I don't get it.
It does so many functions, but you need like codes for the functions.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like E7 does something. And like you, if you put in certain characters and numbers and stuff, if I'm getting this right, please tell me. Or wrong, I mean. You put in certain numbers and characters up at the top.
Yeah.
And it will, like those codes will deliver you what it is you're trying to do. Like it'll put your spreadsheet together.
I had no idea that it was like, but so, okay. So you know that.
Yeah. So my Uncle John was so good with Excel and people treated him because he and I worked for the same mortgage company.
Uh-huh.
And people treated him like he was a wizard.
Really?
Yep.
All right. So, speaking of wizards, somebody texted it into 909-1065. That theme song sounds like the intro to an 80s kids cartoon, similar to Transformers or Ninja Turtles. You are right, sir or madam.
It's the Excel World Championship. Who's going to win? It's the Excel World Championship. Who's going in the spreadsheet bin?
Man, so listen, let that put a smile on your face. Carry it with you into the holidays in your heart and your mind. And remember, it was the wake-up call who gave it to you.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
If you love In-N-Out, you don't want to miss this. And who doesn't love In-N-Out? They are banning something. Now, this is a restaurant chain that historically has had the same menu for longer than some of our parents have been alive. They rarely add things, and they rarely take them away. So what are they banning? It's the number 67.
Oh!
Here's a news article.
We have taken 67 out of our system, so whenever we're taking orders, it goes 66 to 68. Because of people like you.
Right, because of people like you.
In-N-Out Burger appears to be done dealing with that viral 6-7 trend. That employee saying that in the video that they've removed order tag number 6-7 from their system. Instead, they now go from calling out number 66 to skipping 68 in order to avoid causing a ruckus inside the restaurant. Many videos of teens going crazy have gone viral when number 6-7 has been called out. And for those who don't follow, 6-7 means nothing.
And yet it means everything.
Means everything.
It means nothing. Yeah, it means nothing, everybody. It means nothing.
I mean, there are lots of phrases that mean nothing.
This one's so dumb, though.
It's dumb, but
this is probably one of the dumbest.
I am a little disappointed with In-N-Out.
You're joking.
Not at all.
What?
I think it's fun.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's bad for In-N-Out that they did this because this is like, imagine how much business they were getting with all these teenagers coming in ordering things.
Were they getting a lot of business? Were all those teenagers buying stuff?
Somebody, okay, you walk in, you don't know what number they're on, right? So you have to buy stuff to get the number to go up. And then you have somebody else has to buy something. So unless they knew they were walking in at number 65 and all they had to do was buy two things, but there's no way to know that.
Or they just hang out and wait until they get there. You know, like there's enough people, but if I go into In-N-Out around here at lunchtime, they go through at least 25 numbers.
What are the odds you're going to go to In-N-Out? Every single person is going to go to In-N-Out and just sit there? No, of course not. They're going to buy stuff.
I can see totally a situation where Kyler walks in and then he calls his friends or texts them on the group chat. Bro, you're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this. They're on 40. Get down here now. There's still time.
And then nobody buys anything.
Maybe they just hang out. Even if they do, how could it possibly be worth it for the employees?
Think about the employees. When they say 6-7, that everybody just screams.
They're throwing stuff.
Okay, well, you can't throw things.
And not only that, too.
If you're throwing stuff,
this
is your fault.
If you have any thoughts on In-N-Out banning the number 67, text in 916-909-1065. For a second, 67. I couldn't remember our phone number. 909-1065. Imagine you're sitting in an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And you're not an awful teen that's excited about something like 6-7.
Don't say they're awful for being excited.
I'll say whatever I want.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that. You're sitting there with your little kids.
Yeah.
The place erupts into a bunch of, like, teenage boys just screaming. It would scare your kids.
Now,
it would scare your little kids.
I would probably be able to piece together what was going on. And in that case, I would cheer with them.
Oh, my God.
Can you envision that?
Can I envision you cheering with a bunch of teens? Sadly, I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Text messages.
Because I know how to have fun.
I'm with Gavin. I think they just wait around for the number and they just hang out. Another text message. Thank you, In-N-Out. Another one.
This is funny.
69 is better than 67. Grow up.
Okay, I find it very hard to believe that they're going and they're not ordering things, but whatever. And as long as they're not throwing things, if they cheer, who cares? Oh, my God. Who cares? Who cares?
The employees do. Another text message. Gavin is so right. The kids are more than just screaming. But even if it was only screaming, it's still excessive. And I don't care if it makes us all look like old people telling people to get off our lawn. Like, it's stupid. Go yell 6-7. Go to a gas pump or something like that. And when it crosses over 6-7 for that split
that's
second.
That's allowed?
Sure.
Oh,
I don't care. You know why? Because it's outside and you're by yourself by a pump.
Every generation has done something that older generations thought was absolutely ridiculous and stupid.
I'm not arguing that.
Once we get into the older generation, there is, I don't know what comes over people, but suddenly we have instant amnesia for all the dumb stuff we used to do. And it's like, no, the younger generation, they were nothing like us.
I'll tell you what it is. Our threshold for their BS has shrunk. That's what it is.
You were just laughing hysterically about how you and your friends used to drive around and steal for sale signs, dig a hole, and put them in somebody else's front lawn.
But this seems...
is people cheering for numbers.
You keep saying cheering. It's screaming.
Screaming, but they haven't committed theft and property damage.
Anyway, text in your thoughts to 916-909-1065.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He's always ready to go on a safari as long as you're talking about Safari Internet Explorer. He finds interesting facts from the internet and tells us all about them in sloppy explanations he doesn't understand. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal, weighing in at 0.05 to 0.07 ounces?
The bumblebee bat?
Bumblebee bat.
inches head to body is 1.14 to 1.29 inches.
It's smaller than an inch.
Yeah, oh. It's smaller than your fingertip.
Okay, it looks like a little, it looks like a bat.
It's so.
But it's itty bitty.
Adorable.
Kevin, I love this animal.
Yes.
I've never loved an animal more than this.
How do we get one?
How do we get one, Kevin?
I think they're only indigenous.
To what?
To
everything is indigenous, just so you know.
To, like, the Asian islands.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't have one.
I mean, I think they survive on, like, foraging and, like, you know, humid climates. Over here, they can't survive out here. They're
we have
too
human
small.
Climate.
You are saying.
Humid.
Oh, humid.
Oh, humid. I think you said human, too.
Google bumblebee bat at some point in your life if you're feeling a little down and out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know professional athletes used to perform in Voldairville during the off seasons before? Yes. What?
Before, nothing. Yes. Say that again.
Voldairville.
Voldairville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's in New York.
Oh.
It was. It's not around anymore.
Oh.
And what do you think they would perform in Voldairville?
Since it's professional athletes, it would be like, you know, conditioning or something.
So they would like do like high knees for people for entertainment.
They would do plays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to be clear, you think Voldairville is a
historic, like kind of like, you know, like Portland, you go to Portland for the theaters.
Okay. So you think it's like a city or a town?
It's an act.
Okay. So, okay. It's pronounced Vaudeville.
Oh.
It's like, your place is like Hidden Valley.
Yes. Hidden Valley Ranch.
Right. But vaudeville was a type of theater.
Oh, see, I was right.
You were circling the drain there
at
the end.
I said a play.
Okay.
How have you gone this long in your life?
What do you mean I got it right?
I know, but to not know the, like that about vaudeville.
Oh, I wasn't into sports back then. Right. Yeah.
Got it. Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know we currently all have hemorrhoids? They're just not inflamed.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me confused as to what what is a hemorrhoid, Kevin?
I don't know.
You don't know what a hemorrhoid is?
Should I?
Google it.
Oh, hemorrhoid. God, okay. Katie.
Yeah. Do I need to go on incognito or no?
No, you're fine.
Just hemorrhoid.
Go to images.
Swollen veins in the lower rectum.
Okay, now go to images.
I don't want to go to images.
Just do it.
Oh, my God.
I can see a reflection.
Oh, my God. Why is he holding his booty?
I've never had one.
I've never had one.
You've never had one either?
No. I've had friends that have because it's, like, common in pregnancy.
Yeah. Pregnant women get them sometimes.
Do you just, like, snip it off or what?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how they're treated.
I think I'm going to be sick. I saw a real picture.
There's, like creams you can get for it, but I don't know if that makes it go away or if it like relieves the symptoms.
Well, apparently we all have them.
I don't think I do.
They're just not inflamed.
They're not inflamed. You got to wait till they're inflamed. Have you seen a you should Google it. Very insightful.
Why don't you Google it?
Yeah. When was the last time you looked back there?
Go ahead. Google it.
Do a hemorrhoid check.
When was the last time you looked?
Are you talking about when was the last time she looked at her own?
Yeah. You should always check on yourself, like how men and women have to check themselves for breast cancer or testicular cancer.
Hold on. Both of you have looked back there?
Can your back not bend like that?
I'm just not curious.
It's for health.
I think if you had a hemorrhoid, I think you would know without having to look. I think you'd feel it.
Oh.
But like... Listen, I'm not going to shame you for getting to know all parts of your body.
Absolutely.
I think that's great. Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
Nothing's unknown to me.
Right. Are you saying you've never seen yours?
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, I don't think I have. No, I don't believe.
You should get it looked at.
Okay, all right.
And if somebody else is going to do it. You...
I'm glad that you two and Dr. Sexy Red are all very well versed on the condition back there. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.